You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
As always, thank you so much for joining me. I'm on a mission to defeat drama, one organization, one family, one individual at a time. So thanks for joining my mission, and I hope you find some quick little tips today to help you defeat drama in your life and work. Today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me, so I really suggest that you check them out if you have any needs on the internet. Go to pillarsocialmedia.com. And as always, you can find me or additional information about the podcast, show notes, all of that stuff at defeatthedrama.com, or go to my website at focusforwardcoaching.com. That's where you can find some programs and other ways to connect with me. All right, so for today's episode, I'm talking about squirrel lessons. I'm wondering if resources you need are more bountiful than you know. So it might sound kind of strange, but yes, we can learn lessons from squirrels. So I've been doing a little decluttering around here, and I ran across a bag of peanuts. They were still in the shells. They'd probably been there for a little while, so I knew we weren't going to eat them, and I thought, hey, let's feed the squirrels. It's cold and wintry in Michigan right now, and so I thought we'd help them out. So in our community, we have this park. It's a narrow park, but it's long, kind of deep, and so my husband and I, with our boys and a couple of their teen friends, took this bag of peanuts and decided that we'd go to feed the squirrel. And this park, I want to tell you, is informally known as Squirrel Park. So that is not the real name at all, but it's what everyone just randomly and independently ends up calling it because it is just full of squirrels all the time. So I thought that would be the perfect spot. We actually have quite a few squirrels in our yard as well, but I don't really necessarily want to encourage more squirrels by leaving them peanuts in my yard. So we went to the park. So this park, like I said, it's narrow, but it's pretty deep. Each side of the park is lined with fenced-in yards for residential homes. So as we walked around, we were on the right side of the park. That's where we started, and it has a nice trail that goes all the way around the park. So we're on the right side of the park, and we saw some squirrels, and we were feeding them. But I kept thinking, wow, these are some fat squirrels. They are not hurting for food at all. I bet they're okay, and I don't know how many of them are going to come and get these peanuts. I also had to stop and ponder, where are they getting all this food? I mean, because we're not talking they were normal squirrel size. I mean, they were, I don't know a lot about squirrels. I'm not a vet or anything, but I think you might have almost been able to call them obese. So, but we still were throwing out some peanuts, and they were coming and getting them. It seemed like most of them were burying them for the future. They seemed well fed, like I said, at the moment. Well, then I noticed a couple of the yards were filled with squirrels. Obviously, they were being fed in those yards. So tons of squirrels. I mean, running across porches, up in trees, everywhere. That is what I was trying to avoid by not feeding the squirrels in my yard. But to each his own. So anyway, we continued around the park. The other side of the park, it didn't appear like anyone was feeding squirrels on that side of the park. And we found a few more squirrels. And the whole middle of the park, we found squirrels. But what I noticed was that the squirrels in the middle of the park and on the left side of the park were skinny. And I would, if I had the time, I might do a study on this. But I thought, how could in this narrow park, all of these squirrels miss the fact that right under their noses, just to the right, we're talking yards away, was obviously an abundance of food. If you're skinny and you're a squirrel, and it's winter in Michigan, you want to find a great resource for food. And they had it really close. So one, I thought, wow, there's some drama going on here. The squirrels on the right side of the park are not communicating well with the squirrels in the middle or the left side of the park. But then I also thought, how can the squirrels living so close to this abundance not know that it's there? How are they missing it? And so the lesson that I learned from the squirrels that day is to think creatively and look beyond our normal little boundary, because it's possible that the things that we
need or the things that we desire for our work, our businesses, our lives might be just around the corner, might be just outside of our comfort zone. So today, I just want to ask you, where are you missing out on achieving your desires, getting your needs met? How close is the abundance that you see? It might be really closer than you think. So I encourage you today to think creatively about other ways to find what you need and desire. It might be closer than you think and much more achievable. So thanks so much for joining me. I want to let you know that if you need some additional help with defeating drama in your work or in your life, I would love to hear from you. So you can either send me your current drama challenge, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then submit your question, or go to the contact me section and shoot me a note. I can work with you ongoing, or if you just like some customized solutions on a future podcast, I'm happy to provide those as well. So until next time, make it a great day.